Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting second. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting third. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Lozinski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Roy Smalley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dave Stegman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gene Nelson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Vukovich. Batting sixth. The DH, Broderick Perkins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Bando. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Neil Heaton. And now, play ball. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler takes first base on ball four. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski takes first base on ball four. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lozinski moves to second. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first, with Nelson covering, for the out. One out. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Broderick Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins strikes out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a pop-up towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby strikes out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lozinski hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heaton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0-for-1 in the game. Vukovic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stegman hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Broderick Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up towards first. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fletcher. The throw from Bando and he is out, Franco applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a pop-up towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Hall reaches second base with a double. Tabler moves to third. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0-for-2 in the game. Vukovic hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kittle throws the ball into Cruz who tags Vukovic trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Tabler scores. Hall scores. It's 2-1, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lozinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Broderick Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando bunts towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. Perkins moves to second. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Perkins moves to third. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Perkins scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bernazard moves to second. Dan Spillner now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bernazard scores. Butler moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hargrove now playing first base. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stegman is called out on strikes. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill pinch hits for Rudy Law. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vance Law now playing center field. Roy Smalley now playing third base. Mike Squires now playing first base. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Vukovic takes first base on ball 4. Broderick Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vukovic. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Fletcher applying the tag. Two outs. Broderick Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Perkins hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Heaton covering, for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-3 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.